Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 The Wave. The holidays are almost here, and you know how you can tell? Because Dave Koz is about to head out on tour, on the Christmas tour, and Dave joins us in the studio right now with one of his cohorts from this year's lineup, Michael Linton, joining us. They're also going to be hanging with Melissa Manchester, Jonathan Butler, and very special guest Chris Walker. Couldn't find a nicer group of people to be touring together during the holidays. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. Fantastic.
Always good to see you. For those of you who don't know, Dave Koz was the former host of The Wave's morning show. I don't know where you've been. He was here for 6 years.
That's true.
And we had an incredible time together co-hosting the show. And have remained good friends. I have blackmailed him into having me on all of his Dave Koz cruises, which are fantastic. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Oh, they're amazing. Yeah. We have so much fun. It really is one big family.
Hard
really
to
is.
Explain.
Yeah.
We were just talking because Michael is originally from Copenhagen, Denmark. Mm-hmm. And we had one of our cruises that emanated from Copenhagen. But he's lived in California more than he ever lived in Denmark.
And you could tell that when he did our tour for us,
That's
our
right.
little riverboat tour
That's
around.
A good thing
Copenhagen.
That we didn't pay him for that tour because it was the worst tour of Copenhagen, maybe ever.
But it was
funny.
I've been reading up on it. So, next time I'll be more prepared.
It was the greatest combination of tourism and comedy that I've ever seen
hilarious.
In my life. But it was wonderful. And I know it's going to be great being out on the road on this tour, which is a busy tour. They're like in a different city just about every day for what is it, like about
22 shows in about 26 days. Mm-hmm. And this is our 22nd annual, if you can believe it, for a nice Jewish boy from Tarzana, California. somewhere along the way, I became a Christmas person. But I love the music and I love working with artists like Michael and Jonathan, of course, and Melissa and Chris and our wonderful band. And it's the best time of year to be on the road because everybody shows up with open hearts and open ears and just in that mood. And this has been a tough year for a lot of people. We've been beat up pretty well, so it's almost like Christmas and the holidays is right on time. Just a little joy and fun, and music is such a big part of communicating the message of the holidays.
That is the truth.
I want to echo that. When we had our first meeting about the tour, you had a very specific point of view for this tour as far as how important the music is. I'd love for you to talk about that.
That's nice of you to bring up. I just think that the calendar every year, the calendar comes, it's a reminder of all of us to push the reset button on our lives, because we can get, during the year, we can get very pushed and pulled in a lot of different directions, and we lose track of who we are as human beings. The holidays is sort of like a calendar mandated time for us all to look inside and kind of recalibrate, if you will, for the new year that's coming up ahead, of the kind of people that we actually are truly inside and we want to be for the new year.
It says it's okay to be cool. It's okay to be kind. And everybody kind of chips in and does that. Talking to Dave Koz and Michael Linton today, they, along with Jonathan Butler, Melissa Manchester, and Chris Walker, are doing the Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Tour 2019. In our area, of course, they will be at the Cerritos Center. Dave always does two dates there, somewhere towards the end of the tour, mm-hmm. sometimes the last shows. But he'll be there Friday, December 20th, and Saturday, December 21st. And I know the holidays are really a time for family. And for you, Michael, this has got to be an incredibly special year with all the great things going on in your life with your beautiful fiance, your absolutely adorable stepdaughter, and a little boy coming.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
We saw that baby's foot on the sonogram. Oh, my goodness.
As long as it wasn't coming out. Glad you said sonogram.
How does it feel?
It really is. I mean, the last couple of years for me has been absolutely incredible. I mean, I feel so lucky and happy about the fact that I found somebody so special to me. And I've wanted a family my own family for a long time, and it's not really happening. I absolutely adore I don't even call her my stepdaughter anymore, and she calls me dad. So And I found such a wonderful person in my life, and we're having our own child together, which, by the way, I just turned 50, so everybody had already written that off. Like, that's not going to happen. Including my dad said, you're too old for that. But I want to tell you, you know, Christmas for me has always kind of been tough because I've lived in America for 30 years, so, which is something I chose and been very, very happy about living here. But around Christmas time, when everything seems to sort of wind down and people spend time with their families, I've never really had that. So for me, Christmas has been something that just kind of needed to pass. So we can go on again with our regular lives. And this year, it is so special for so many different reasons. For one thing, obviously, having my own family, knowing that I have a child on his way, but also to be spending almost a month together, if not a month together, with Dave on the road. Dave and I have known each other for 30 years, one of my best friends, and I know we're going to have such a blast, and this tour is I can tell you that Christmas time is going to probably be my favorite time again.
Yeah, well, Dave knows how to pick the people who are going to be on his tour, and I think that is a big part of the secret, Dave, that you get people who really get along well together, and that feeling of camaraderie really shows itself on stage in the shows.
Well, I think that you're right, because there's a lot of great musicians, there's a lot of great artists, but we want to make sure that we have this, because you're on the road in pretty tight quarters. We're on a bus every night. You know, you're very close to the people you're on the road with for a whole month. So you want to make sure that those people are truly quality people, which we've been very, very fortunate to have on this tour.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'm super excited about this tour is that there are three of us, Jonathan Butler, Michael Linkton, and me, we all have brand new holiday records.
Yes, and let's talk about those records, because they look beautiful.
Yeah, and this is something we haven't had in a long, long time, which is all this new material to bring to a show. And we have to walk a fine line, because people who have been coming for so many years, they have their favorites and they want to hear, like Jonathan Butler cannot not sing Oh Holy Night.
Oh, Holy
people
Night.
Come just to hear him sing. So
yes,
there's
people
certain
get very
things.
Upset when Jonathan is not there to sing that song.
Token, it's really nice to have all these new arrangements of songs. And these are songs that we've heard so many times, but they're so good that you can push and pull them into all these different directions and they still hold up.
That is the truth. And that is one of the things I love about Christmas music. Like, some of these songs are some of the finest songs that have ever been written and really lend themselves to interpretation. And when you've got instrumentalists and really creative musicians, because you got some great voices on this tour, too.
And that's true as well. I'll give you an example of what you're just talking about. Both Michael and I, Michael has an album called A Foreign Affair Christmas, and mine is called Gifts of the Season. We both chose a song that I'd never recorded and he'd never recorded, called Last Christmas, the George Michael Wham
right.
song.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know each other were recording the same song. But yet, when I heard his album version, I was like, oh, that's such a beautiful arrangement. Mine is completely different. Same song, completely different arrangement and approach to the song. And that just shows what you can do with this music. There's such great meat on the bones.
Yeah, you take those 20 songs that we hear at Christmas time and turn them into about 200 or 300 just by doing them in really great, innovative ways. And I love that. What is the name of Jonathan's new Christmas
CD? It's called Christmas Together.
All right. And these are going to be three new Christmas projects that you're going to need to have in your home for the holidays. And that's not all you're going to need. You are going to need to have the cutest video I've ever seen, which Dave and Jonathan are starring in. A version of it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's animated, and your little avatars are absolutely adorable.
I'm much handsomer in cartoon, I've found out. No wrinkles, no need for Botox either. It's just really a wonderful thing.
Always in great shape. We're going to put that up on our website, too, so that you can see that. And as always, Dave is donating part of the proceeds from Dave Koz and Friends at Sea's Silent Auction to help the heroic kids who are served by Starlight Children's Foundation. And I know that means a lot to you, Dave, because this was your mom's tradition when
That's
she
right.
was alive.
That was her favorite charity, and Starlight helps kids that are in the hospital for long periods of time. Especially at the holidays, you have kids that just want to be kids and can't be. And this year on our tour, in every market that we go to, every place, including Cerritos, the two nights, in addition to 78 other cities across the country, we're making a donation of 100 virtual reality headsets, which is the state-of-the-art technology in child healthcare. So you imagine a child that's in a hospital bed and just does not want to be there. And you got people poking and prodding and taking blood and all these things. You put this VR headset on a kid and they're not there. Their body's there, but they're off somewhere else, and it has calmed them down. So much more things can happen in that situation. It's been scientifically proven to improve the quality of healthcare for children in the hospital by leaps and bounds. So we're really excited to make that huge, hopefully a huge impact this holiday season.
You do not want to miss Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Tour 2019 with Jonathan Butler, Melissa Manchester, Michael Linton, very special guest Chris Walker. I'm looking forward to being at Cerritos for the Christmas show and, of course, spending New Year's too with you, Michael. And
yes.
Happy holidays to both of you and your families. And let's make next year just a much better year, full of a little bit of love and laughter for people.
A lot of love, yes.
We love you, Pat. Thank you so much for just being the incredible constant in our lives that you are. Not just for Michael and me, but for all the artists, for all the Wave family of listeners. You're just a beautiful constant on the radio and in person.
I feel the love, and you get it right back. Dave Koz and Michael Linton with us. Don't you dare miss their Christmas show coming to Cerritos December 20th and December 21st. See you guys then.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Want to thank you for riding the wave to work with us today. Got a nice long set of music coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.